This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Saturday morning. I'm your host, Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show this morning.
Hey, everybody. It's Johnny B. John Boudreaux here.
Johnny B. Good.
Yep.
In the building, like the ready Astros to go. Were last night.
Ooh,
how about
baby.
That?
We're watching them on replay right now.
My boy Altuve, another homer, grand salami.
Looking good, MVP baseball.
Golly.
That's what I got to say.
The Red Hot Mariners, they went down last night to the Red Hot Astros. Seven in a row now, bud.
They went to the bottom.com.
Yeah, they did. That's always good. All right, well, and great. Tiger Woods, I watched him play some really nice golf yesterday.
Yeah,
and,
didn't he birdie four yesterday?
Yeah, he left about four of them out there, though. He had some pretty easy putts that he just lipped out or just barely burnt the edge on that if he had those back, everybody else would be in the taillights.
Ooh, baby.
So watch out. Today's moving day.
Yep.
At the Masters, and today's score will set the scene for Sunday, and what a star-studded field it is, cram-packed at the top. All the big boys, all major winners, they're all in there in that top 10 to 12 spots, and should be a good one.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it should. All right, well, the show ought to be a good one today. We're going to call all our good guys, and we're going to get fishing reports. We're going to talk about weather first, but our sponsors today, Castaway Rods, a new sponsor of the Outdoor Show. We welcome them and appreciate their business. Bauman Marine Service, Boyd's One Stop, the Belleville Meat Market, Mainstream Marketing, Texan Roofing, Skeeter's Auto Service, and the CCA Star. Their early bird signups are going on right now for the Star Tournament, the 30th annual, I might add. All right, looking at Galveston right now, down in G-Town, 72 degrees, feels like 73 with the wind and humidity. Today they're throwing in a 50% chance of rain, scattered thunderstorms, and wind. High of 76 with south-southeast winds 20 to 30 miles per hour, and they're every bit of that right now. And then tonight, clear, the skies are going to clear after this front line comes through, and it'll be west winds at 25 to 35 miles per hour. And then for tomorrow, a high of around 70 with northwest winds 25 to 35 miles per hour. Definitely blowing out there. But right now, current conditions is 29.47 inches of mercury on the barometer there in Galveston, and it's definitely falling ahead of this front. And 6 mile visibility, dew point 70, humidity 95%. So that's kind of quite of a forecast there. We'll just have to see. I think probably the worst, most severe weather will probably stay up towards northeast Texas today. We'll just have to wait and see what develops with, you know, when you got this kind of wind and Gulf moisture coming up, you just don't know what's going to happen. But anyway, tides for today. This is our final day of the two tide schedule. We go back on four tomorrow. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. Our low this morning, 4:59 a.m. Our high is 1:59 p.m. And sunrise this morning, 6:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:44 p.m. Our moon phase right now is 50%. We're at a half moon right now. Our full moon's coming up next. And looking at current conditions, if I can get them up here, this thing's been kind of on and off quite a bit here lately. But we have offshore at the buoy 22 nautical miles east of Galveston. We have an east-southeast wind at 18 gusting to 22. And then at Eagle Point, we have a southeast wind 18 to 21, in Morgan's Point 11 to 18. Water temps at all stations are above 70 degrees now. Air temperature is right at 71. So there you have that. And hopefully, let's see, I've got some alerts on my phone here. Austin, Texas, we have a wind advisory. Broadus, Texas, up at Sam Rayburn, lake wind advisory. Junction, Texas, tornado watch. Hackberry, Louisiana, wind advisory. And down in deep south Texas, Hebronville, Texas, we have a wind advisory down there also, and along the coast. So It's hope you got some shallow water fish to wade fish at this morning, because it'd be tough fishing out of the boat and it's kind of wind today. All right, let's head to Sabine Lake and start off with Bill Watkins like we do every Thursday and Saturday morning. Captain Bill Watkins, good morning to you, sir. Do I have him?
I'm here. There we go.
Yeah, he potted you up. I didn't have any sound there, but we're good now. Good morning, Bill.
Hey, man, how's it going?
I'm going.
Well, we need some more bad weather.
Yeah, well, we're going to get some today.
They're claiming.
Yeah.
Nothing like it.
I think the worst of it's probably going to be north of us, you know, up in the northeast corner of Texas.
That's what they were saying. I hope that's correct, because we don't need any more bad weather here.
No, we don't. But it is springtime, and that's what happens. We just got to play around it or play through it.
Yeah, so these fronts slow down. They just keep coming, pulsing on across the country. One low pressure system after another.
That's it.
Dragging a big old dragon's tail full of thunderstorms and snow if you're high enough.
Yeah. They've had some plenty of that up there. Oh, and I forgot to give out the river report this morning for the Trinity River. Lake Livingston came up quite a bit from that last event we had a week ago, last weekend. They got more rain north of us than we did, but the lake level is almost a foot above pool at 131.87. And discharge into the Trinity River coming down to the Galveston Bay Complex is 23,000 cubic feet per second. So more water coming. I wouldn't have it any other way.
No, of course not. Why would we want to have salt water anymore?
That's it. I'm learning how to catch freshwater trout.
That's right. I have too. Learned that long.
Hey, our trout aren't gonna know what to do when it gets super saline content. They're not gonna be able to handle it. It's gonna be too salty for them. They've become accustomed to fresh water the last few years.
It's been weird, but I guess they'll just have to handle it.
They will.
Fellas.
Well, how did you do this week? Did you do any better?
I got blown off.
I've kind of figured that was going to happen to you.
Well, we stood around in the parking lot down there at the ramp and kicked gravel and kicked the tires.
Been a lot of that going on this week.
Yeah. I said, how bad you want it, boys? And they said, how many fish you think we can catch today? I said, I'm pretty sure I can catch 8 to 10, maybe 12. But you're going to pay for it with the bad hair and everything else. And I could tell they were really antsy about that wind. I said, it won't be as bad where we're going to be fishing, but still going to be blowing. Could we do another day?
I had a guy ask me at one time, how many fish you think we can catch? I mean, if I really knew the answer to that, even on a pristine, perfect day, I'd be a gazillionaire. I told him, I said, probably not as many as you can get if you'll just stop by a fish market on the way home and fill your Suburban up with that, and you'll probably save money over the price of a fishing trip. You know, and that's, you know. They're
biting every day at the fish market.
That's right. They bite every day there. I mean, fishing's fishing. You got to go whether you get them or not. I mean, it's still, I know everybody likes to catch them, but it's not going to happen every single time. It's not going to be perfect what you dream about, and you just got to go make the best of it. You know, catching them and putting them in the box is the bonus. You got to go out there and go through the motions. You got to go do it.
Yeah, and what happens out there sometimes can really surprise you. When you're forced out of your position and you have to go and look, a lot of times you find, and you discover new things and new ways to catch fish. There was a time when I got in a situation like that I would just, as soon as they left, I'd go put the boat in.
Mm-hmm.
And just go see what I could do just for myself. And I had some times that I really caught some fish. And I had times that the customer said, you know what, let's just go anyway. And We made discoveries and caught fish. And
well, guiding for me,
a few times we caught 8 to 10.
Yeah, you know, guiding for me, you just, you know, you got to go for it, man. You got to be a riverboat gambler. You know, I've never been one to, you know, some days you have to do it because it's so good, you have to go back to where you caught them the day before. But, you know, when you're dealt a hand, you just got to play it. You got to, I mean, if you stay on the dock, you can't catch them. If you go and don't catch them, then you got egg on your face. I mean, and you just, you can't be scared. Just go do it. And some customers, they just, they require pretty much of a guarantee. You know, that's what they want. They want, they want that guaranteed meat, and thank God I don't have to fish like that anymore. I can pretty much just fish the way I want to. I mean, whatever the weather deals me, that's where I'm going to go, and I'm going to have to stick it out and stay there all day and work it over every inch of it. And, you know, 90% of the time it'll pay off for you.
You know, that day the wind actually dropped a little up in the morning.
Did it?
It wasn't quite as strong. So I think it would have been okay, and I had, you know, fish I was catching were in a position where we wouldn't have been in that much wind. But it still would be blowing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's not a problem. I've got a way of working with the wind that I got a really good trolling motor and a talented thumb. I can run that remote. I can run that remote and make that Pathfinder set just where it needs to set.
Multi-talented Bill Watkins.
That's right. And I can get them to cast right downwind. I can put them in a place where they don't have to throw into the wind. And, you know, in almost all cases, if you just work at it, you can get that boat where you can make your cast work and shoot. You know, when it's roaring out there anyway, the fish are not too much. Hull slap is not too much of an issue. Everything's so noisy and the waves is rolling. And shoot, what fish are on the bank, they ain't too worried about you being there.
No, and usually, you know, those kind of days, those fish bite good in those unfavorable conditions like that. Sometimes it's almost better to, you can almost catch them better that way than if it's absolutely perfect. You know, and I hate that really dead calm, dead slick type of fishing, you know, unless it's in the middle of the summer and then you're working, you know, deep structure and things like that where you've got to, you know, be real quiet with no hull slap and get on those fish and sit on them. But, you know, I'm going to do a quick commercial break, Bill, and I'll come back to you and we'll continue this conversation. How about that?
You bet.
I'll be right back with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 418 here in the breezy Bayou City this morning. Breezy all over the state, really. Weather events. All right. Well, let's head back over to Sabine. We'll finish up with Captain Bill Watkins. All right, Bill.
Hey, man.
Where were we? Discussing different ways to fish different weather.
And rough water.
Yeah. It's
I do hate.
What the heck? Go ahead, man. Yeah. You rock. The board's kind of acting up this morning. We got to get some gremlins out of it. Johnny B will do it, though. If anybody can get them out, he can.
Yeah, those gremlins are always active.
All this fancy new equipment, man. It's when it's on, it's on.
Shoot, I had one of those gremlins got in my Z-reel the other day.
Really?
Yeah, it kind of went to jamming up on me. Then I found out it really wasn't gremlins. It was a lack of oil on the anti-reverse bearing. You got to, under that star drag, you got to oil it every once in a while.
Yeah, you got to put a little bit in there and try not to get it on your, you know, zero bearings. You know, those won't take any oil.
I still had my two really nice everyday fishing rods, my main battle rods. and my grandson jumped in the car to get to go to school, and when he pulled those rods out, one of them got caught in the door and snapped it right in half.
Oh, Lord.
So that was like, he got chewed out for that. He got chewed out in a large way. Then I had to apologize for yelling at him when I got home. But it sure broke it right half up the middle.
Not good.
Yeah, that stuff happens. You put them in harm's way, you know, from bad fish or running under trees with them in the stand-ups or car doors.
That's what I never could understand. I see a lot of folks pulling down the highway in their boats, and they've got those rods sitting up in their rod holders with popping corks and those big old egg weights on there just beating those rods to pieces going down the highway.
I know. I mean, must have more money than I do.
I guess.
Good. That'll torture your equipment really bad.
Yes, it will.
I'll never forget when I bought my first center console. I went and run a guide trip and come home. Backed it under the shed, and my wife's standing there watching me, and I broke three rods in three pieces. I left them in the stand-up and forgot how low the barn was and broke them all to pieces. And she's standing there with her hands on her hip going, Bill, did you not know that those rods were going to break? And I said, I didn't even know they were there.
No, actually, honey, I forgot about them sitting up like that before I pulled up under here.
Oh, that was a mess. Seriously, broke three rods.
All it takes is one time. That's how you remember things. We heard a man in his pocketbook, and he'll remember the next time.
That's right. Hard lessons. Never did it again. But, you know, when you change something in your equipment and the way you approach how you tow your boat or how you run your boat, I guarantee you're going to pay for that.
Yeah.
Once you get in a rut and get everything going the way you want it to go, don't change anything.
We're creatures of habit. We're like old coyotes. We do the same thing repetitively.
That's
over
right.
And over.
Yeah, I would do that. I would be the old coyote. Wily coyote, if you will.
Except if I was, I'd catch that roadrunner.
I guarantee
I'd catch him.
Get him.
I'd catch him or shoot him.
I want
one
to see that
one or the other.
That roadrunner.
Just one time. Just let the
just one.
Poor beat up coyote catch the roadrunner,
man.
That's it.
Oh, shoot. Well, when things calm down, I did find some new fish the other day, and if I get things to calm down, I'm going to be in good shape.
You know, I did too, and I just have to have weather to get to them. I mean, they're just in a real vulnerable place for this time of year where you know, maybe that's why there's so many of them, because nobody's been messing with them. You got to have calm conditions or no wind at all, you know, or just a west wind or whatever to get to them. And this time of year, that's hard to get.
Yeah, but they're there, and they're waiting on me. I just need the conditions to get right.
Exactly.
And, I'm going to be in the middle of them, I can tell you that. I think they're going to be some different fish, too. But we'll see. They tipped their hand to me. Now I'm waiting on it. Just need things to slow down. One front after another every 3 days is a little bit complicated. It's got to slow down.
It will.
Otherwise, it's fish the lake shore, and, you know.
About June the 15th, it's every year, same thing. Then we'll get in that good summer rut
that's
pattern.
That's what we say every year.
That's
right.
It, June 15th.
I had forgotten that. Every year in April, we're talking about June 15th.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens before that, it's just a lanyap.
Well, lanyap. I hadn't heard that in years.
You know, something extra.
And your weekend warriors, man, they get in these ruts, and, you know, when you've only got 2 days a week to fish and Mother Nature takes one or two of them away every week, it gets frustrating. And
it's like, you know, God protects the fish on the weekends.
You know, Mother Nature protects the fish more than any conservation efforts or anything does. I mean,
that's true.
She really does.
Yeah. You know, you fish the windswept open reaches of the inland waterways, you got to deal with that wind. It's always going to be there some way. And I hate to see the late winter and early spring. I hate to see that pass every year, because that fishing is so good when you can get, when you can get the rain to stop, or if you can not be fishing in the teeth of a cold front. If you can just get a few good days in there, you're going to catch them every time. And it's I hate to see it go, but we're going into the summer patterns now. Already 74, 75, 77 degree water temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to chill down now Saturday and Sunday, but it'll bounce right.
Yeah,
back.
It's not going to chill too much.
It can't stay now.
Well, it warms up so fast now with these spring tides we're on, and we get those exceptional incoming tides. It brings that warm Gulf water in real quick.
Yeah.
It comes right back up.
Those fish will be, they'll be near the shoreline on reefs, pads, and stuff like that. And after the sun gets up a little bit, they're going to back off deep again. That's all coming. And shoot, before you know it, they'll be out over the deep reefs. Time
yeah.
flies.
Yeah, about mid-May they'll start that pattern.
Yes, sir.
And hopefully you got wind down enough that you can get to them and keep the water clean enough to target those fish. Because the shoreline fish get beat up pretty hard from now till then with all the pressure. They're going to get a lot of pressure, especially with these winds. I mean, that's all anybody can do. They have to go to the shorelines and make the day of it.
Yeah. I hate getting stuck in that position where I can't do anything else. But
I can remember when I first started doing this back in 79 and 80, it was just... This bay system seemed so extremely large and huge. It was almost like, if you went to change sides of the bay, it was like running out in the Gulf of Mexico. It was just like, man, you didn't think you'd ever get to the other side, and there's nobody out here, and what if I break down, in which we did a lot of that back in the day with the dependability of the engines we were running.
We were
pretty much running junk is what we were doing, but it was the best we had. And to see how this bay system and, well, the whole coast, all the areas have just shrunk over the years, with faster boats, more maneuverable boats, more seaworthy boats, and all of our equipment and all the amount of people that do it now. And it's just like you'd have never dreamed ever that you wouldn't be able to find a place to fish. Because it was so crowded, and the shoreline shrunk and got so small. They seemed so vast and abundant back in the day, and now they seem like, that's like pulling into a parking lot and don't want to get your doors dinged, so you park way over here to get away from the other cars, and they're just, it's never ending.
Yeah, that's right. People come over here from Galveston Bay, and they've been fishing over there all their life, and they go, golly, look at this. I could run all the way down the length of this thing in 15 minutes. It's not, you can't really do it in 15 minutes.
No, Sabine Lake's bigger than you think it is. That's a big body of water over there.
Yeah, but it looks small to people that have come from Galveston.
it depends on how you look at it. If they're looking at the lower end, that's like a cove, when you start fishing that bottom end. But when you get on the lake itself, run from Blue Buck all the way around the whole thing up to Coffee Ground and then cut across and get on the Texas side and make that big loop. It'll tell you how big that bay is.
Yeah, it's a trip.
Yeah, it's a haul. That's a big body of water up north.
You can put 50 miles on a boat pretty quick.
You sure can. It's a vast body of water, and only pieces of it are touched. There's so many fish out there in limbo. In the summertime, you don't have the structure to find to hold them. You just got to find them moving in open water out there. And
That's true.
The right days, man, you'll be just driving across the lake and you'll see trout jumping out of the water 2 miles ahead of you like mullet, feeding on shad and shrimp. And
it's a beautiful thing to see.
Bingo, you've hit the mother load. Just out in the middle of nowhere. Don't even know where you're at.
Yeah, it can be like that. And first we get a little shrimp in here, we're going to see some of that kind of stuff. It's all coming. When do the Browns move into Galveston Bay area?
They're moving right now. We're seeing them down south by the passes and everything. Those little bitty tiny Browns are starting to come in. They're about an inch and a half long.
I'm pretty sure ours are moving the same.
Yeah, it should be. You should be getting them too. All right, Bill, I got to roll, man. It's break time. Throw out your number. Somebody wants to come over and fish with you.
Yeah, because the wind will finally slow down.
It will.
409-786-2018.
Or fishsabinelake.com.
That's right.
All right, man. Have a good weekend, Bill. Take care.
You too, buddy.
All right, see
you.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have a nice cool run in the morning. Hopefully the winds will lay down for them. Make it look tough running into a 35 mile per hour headwind.
Well, if you want to hunt and fish in Texas, you better listen to the Outdoor Show. We'll tell you where to go and what to throw. When the tide gets high and which way the wind's gonna blow. If you want to hunt and fish, better listen to the Outdoor Show.
That's bad enough in your truck, much less on your feet. I'm used to it in the boat. Your old skin's just wrinkling. And then when you start getting that, turkey neck, then you really feel that flapping around. All right, let's go to Will Kirkpatrick. He knows about turkey neck. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. It's 4:37 in the Bayou City. Let's go up to Conroe now and talk to the fish dude. Richard, good morning.
Well, good morning, Mickey. How are you doing?
I'm good. What's up?
I'm going to go see if we can't catch a few fish this morning.
Good. You've been piling it on this week. I've been seeing piles of catfish and crappie in the back of that boat.
Gosh, yesterday they were piled up 2 foot deep, it looked like.
I saw that. That was a meat haul.
Man, there was a bunch of fish. And some big ones, too. Goodness, there were some big fish in there. Not only big crappie, but bigger catfish. And a lot of those were bulkhead catfish, too. So that wasn't too bad. And I'll tell you what, it's fun. You get on that dang bulkhead with throwing them shad up there like we normally do. And you take that little piece of cut shad and you catch two to four pound catfish, and then on the very next pitch up there, you hook into about a 6 pound hybrid that takes off running. I mean, and he don't want to stop. And it's automatic. You know what's going on because the catfish, as soon as you set the hook, they jump kind of like a bass, and they'll start rolling around and stuff like that. No problem. And then they pull. I mean, they're pulling hard too. And then, but they kind of stay in the same area. And then all of a sudden, you hook in one of them dang old hybrids up there, and here we go.
Yeah.
It's like you start off at the bulkhead, you set the hook, and the next thing you know, you have turned around and you're on the opposite side of the boat headed towards open water. I mean, them things are a blast up there on the bulkhead. We caught a couple of them up there doing that. We were going to go out and try them, but we're just having too much fun doing everything else. Goodness. Because I can't keep count, but there was a whole bunch of fish in the bottom of that boat.
Yeah.
Yeah, we done talked about that before.
Well, that's all good.
Oh, yeah, you know it's all good. There ain't no doubt. How's them saltwater fish, y'all able to do anything after all the benzene issues?
Oh, yeah, that's all contained upstream, man. You know, jury's still out on that. They're still taking water samples. All of them are good. There's nothing, you know, everything's negative, no positive readings toward, you know, it's just something we're having to go through here in the Bay. I know that, you know, up where a lot of people like to go this time of year to get out of the winds and fish up there, you can't go up there. That's all been shut down. So a lot of guys that depend on that for their livelihood and being able to fish haven't been able to put in and go up there because it's all closed. But I hear it's supposed to open up in about a week.
See, that's what I was wondering about, you know, because I didn't know how much of an area it was actually affecting up in that part of the bay system. And
well, it's a big part of the complex, you know. There are a bunch of small bays up there. You have, you know, above the 146 bridge, you've got Scott Bay, Crystal Bay, Burnett, San Jacinto Bay, you know, and a lot of the channel areas along the edge of the channel with reefs and different bottom structures. Everybody likes to fish for anything from drum, redfish, speckled trout, flounder, you know, and they're just not able to go up there and fish yet till they open all that up.
Yeah, see, that's, you know, like I said, I was kind of curious about that, you know, because you sit there and watch it, and I've had people that have been on the boat over the past couple of weeks that have talked about it a little bit, and I said, you know, I really don't know, and I haven't really asked you about it, so I was kind of curious about all that, you know, and I know they're really good at containing that stuff, and they're checking the water samples and are doing the water sampling and stuff like that. And it's independent people, so it's not like it's a company that actually did all of it. So everybody's doing the right things and keeping it in check. So
well, the readings that I trust come out of the Galveston Bay Foundation. They're doing a lot of work. Matter of fact, they're starting on their Marsh Mania grass program today. I hope they have the weather to get it done, but they do a lot for Galveston Bay, and I trust everything I hear from those folks over there.
Well, see, that's the thing. People like that and groups like that are what I'm talking about. You know, they're out there doing the right things and trying to get the ecosystem right and maintaining it. Not just trying to get the vegetation and different wildlife in the area and maintain the marsh. They're also trying to maintain that, make sure nothing happens to it. So, you know, it's a good thing. To me, there's not, CCA is the same way with the redfish and trout and stuff. You know, it's just the way they do. You got all these different groups that do certain things, and you know, there's not really a lot in freshwater that does that like y'all have in the saltwater. So we don't have a lot of groups like that, but we do have certain groups like on Lake Conroe. Seven Coves Bass Club does a whole lot for Lake Conroe.
Yeah, they do.
I mean, they've done it for years. You know, they dump structures in the lake. They do volunteer programs, kid fishing tournaments. They do all kinds of stuff for the lake and the people around the lake. So, you know, they're just one good group on Lake Conroe. And there's more. Stowaway has several things that they do for, you know, you got the tournaments that they do. You've got, you know, little different things, Christmas, Halloween. You know, Thanksgiving, they've got these little celebrations that they kind of have up there at the marina and stuff. And you know, it's all, you know, fun for the whole family type stuff. So, and they're just maintaining everything, you know. That's the thing about Stowaway. When you see Stowaway, it's totally different than any marina on the lake. It's the only one in the woods. Everything else is like, you know, it's kind of like sitting in downtown Houston. It's all concrete building slabs and floors. I mean, everything. It's all concrete. Go up to Stowaway, sure, you got concrete, but you got a boat ramp. You got an RV park over there in the woods. You got kayak rentals back in the woods. I just walk around, the area, and that's, I mean, it's gorgeous. I mean, you got all kinds of animals. You're sitting there walking along, you got a dang squirrel jumps out in front of you, and an eagle flying overhead fighting an osprey for a fish. So I mean, goodness, it's crazy. And then you get out there and go fishing and catch all them dang fish like that. I mean, yesterday was just a fun day. I will have to admit, yesterday was a fun day. And the proof is in the bottom of that boat. Because if you look at how deep that pile of fish is, there is a bunch of big ones. I mean, good night. And they've been doing it pretty good all week. I just, you know, I keep wanting to go for everything. The problem is when I go for everything, I get a whole lot of, or I get a little bit of everything, but not a whole lot of everything. So, but they're, those bulkhead fish are doing so good right now. I mean, it is amazing how well they're doing right now. And you can see them cruising. You can see those catfish cruising those bulkheads like sharks. I mean, you watch those shad go up and down there, and them dang old catfish are right there behind them, and they're just cruising. I mean, seriously, it's just like sharks running down them bulkheads. That's the funnest stuff this time of year when they get to doing that. Goodness. That's one of them things. I love it too much. That's my problem. And you know that too. That's one of them things. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I'm going to have a heart attack over these dang dough fish. One day I'm going to get out there on them hybrids especially. All them rods are going to go off. And I'm just going to keel over and fall in the lake.
Not a bad way to go. Go doing what you like. Might as well.
It wouldn't hurt my feelings. I guarantee it wouldn't hurt my feelings at all, Mickey.
Well. Are you going out on the pond today?
Yes, sir. I'm on my way right now. Matter of fact, I was just running a little bit behind. I can't remember what I was looking for this morning. I got lost doing something this morning.
Imagine that.
Like, I know. Well, like yesterday, I run up and caught my dang phone.
Yeah, I know a guy that did that this morning, too.
I mean, that's crazy. Yesterday, I get about 10 minutes away from the house, and I said, dang, where's my phone at? I said, son of a gun, I left it on the charger sitting at the house. So I had to whoop around and go get it.
Oh, you turned around and go back and get it, huh?
Oh, yeah. I can't make it without that phone. You know, especially if my thing about the phone, it's not answering the phone or anything like that. My thing about that phone is that's where all my weather's at. I can keep an eye on it from my phone. So,
sure,
you know, just like the other day, we were out there in some storms, and I'd look at it, and I would know that they're sliding around us or they're coming to us. So we dodged storms literally all day, all morning long the other day. And then you could see them, and I was really paying attention to the lightning because I've got a lightning app also.
Sure.
That shows me current lightning strikes, and that's what I want to see more than anything. You know, I can handle getting wet, I can handle all that, but I cannot handle getting struck by lightning.
No, don't play with the lightning. You got it.
No, sir.
All right, man. I got to bow out. I got to go to Matagorda now, and we'll talk with Charlie and top of the hour up here before you know it. Throw him out a number, Richard.
All right, Mickey, anyone get in touch with me at 936-661-7920. You can find me on Facebook. Just check out the Fish Dudes Guide Service. You can email me at admin@fishdudetx.com or just check out the webpage, fishdudetx.com.
All right. Well, it's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Y'all have fun.
Hey, you do the same. You have a great day. Thank you, Richard.
Yes, sir. Thank y'all.
All right. See you, man.
All right. All right, bye.
All right. That's the fish dude. All right. Let's go see what's up with Charlie this morning. Charlie, good morning.
Morning, Mickey.
How's everything in your world?
Why do you let him keep talking?
Why?
Took up the whole show.
Well, now that's he had his time. Now it's your time.
Okay. Well, I'm gonna sit out today, man. I had him rescheduled today. I had enough of that wind yesterday.
I tell you, it's been breezy. Man, we've had a windy week. Started off windy with that blow on Monday with that westerly, and then we had a calm Tuesday, relatively. But, yeah, it's April. That's what we love about this month, huh?
It's a mess. It's a mess. And I got a full board next week, and now I got to worry about Monday. It's supposed to blow so hard Sunday.
Yeah, and Monday might be a little iffy. Tuesday will probably be a better day, just like last week or this week.
Yeah. Man, it's just typical, normal April weather. That's all it is, you know. And, you know, when you get the winds like this, you normally can go duck in the river and make a day of it, and that's all fresh. You know, I don't know how much they released upriver. You know, I heard Bob yesterday say they had 4 inches of rain up there, but I don't know what they released. But, I mean, it's as dirty as it gets. The whole river diversion's all messed up.
Yeah, and his lake came up. You know, it was starting to get really low, and it came up good, which he's liking.
Yeah. Oh, I heard they had some problem with their dam or something. That's why they released all that water. But
yeah.
Who knows? It's just part of it. You got to deal with it. You know.
But you know, we've had better fishing this April than we normally do. You know, at least the days that we can get the weather halfway right, we've had some pretty decent days fish-wise. So it's we have seen Aprils where when we had millions of fish in perfect conditions, you couldn't get them to bite, man. They're popping slicks and running them glass minnows, and they're just like pulling teeth, man. You just couldn't just beat yourself to death trying to catch them.
And I can remember last year, April was good for us over here.
Yeah, it was. Y'all had a decent April last year, too.
Yeah. I didn't lose many trips in April. We caught them, especially down west. Those fish were stacked up. I think, we got a bunch of rain that pushed all those fish down there, and it was really good. But it's a different year. Every year is different. You got to figure it out, and you got to go do what you got to do. It's all you can do.
I didn't know Gurriel had a grand slam in the eighth last night, too.
I fell asleep watching it. I didn't see it.
Yeah, Altuve had one in the sixth or seventh
inning. Altuve had a grand slam?
Yeah. And then Gurriel had one in the eighth. I'm watching a replay this morning because I didn't get to watch it last night.
Doggone, man. That Altuve, he is something else for such a little guy. That's unbelievable.
He's a spark plug, man. Yeah. He's my guy. I like him. He fires that team up.
We got a hell of a team if they can just keep together. I get the chills every time they put Will Harris in there. But
I know, but he's been doing pretty good. Yeah, he really has. And Peacock, too.
So, we
just got to go with it. It's all we got. Yeah.
Just like our fishing, you got to go with it.
Got to roll with it, man.
Yes, sir.
Roll on, too.
Yes, sir. That's it. That is it. Sure was nice to see him beat the Yankees 3 games in a row.
Yes, it was. It was sure nice to see him beat the Mariners last night. They've been red hot. We went in their crib and beat them. So that's what are we, seven
what
in a row
final
now?
What was the score?
10-6, I think.
Wow. Well, I guess I'll be watching Astros today.
Yeah, we can do that.
Yep.
After I watch Tiger position himself for Super Sunday in the Masters. Boy, that's such a fine golf course.
Is he up there?
Yeah, he left a few on the course yesterday. Man, that rain got him. That shut him down right when he was on a roll. He had a couple of birdies in a row, and the greens got wet, and it slowed him up. And everybody was having trouble with their putt speed after that. They couldn't adjust to it. You know, being there with the slopes and undulations, you're so afraid on those fast greens to hit a putt hard. And everybody was coming up just a little bit short, you know, that on putts they should have drained. But he's one shot out of the lead. There's a bunch of good ones up there. Koepka and Adam Scott and all major winners are contending at the top. So this could be a good one.
Koepka won it the last year? Or?
I'm trying to remember who won it last year. Koepka, man, he's always in the top 5 or 10 every single major. That guy's, he's awesome.
Yeah.
And I'd sure like to see Tiger win another major. He's really been working hard after all the surgeries he's had and all the problems he's gone through. I'd like to see one more.
Well, I think a lot of people are pulling for him. He's a standout golfer, athlete. Whatever.
Texas boy won it last year, Patrick Reed.
That's right. Yeah. He sure did.
Hadn't heard much from him since. Well, you don't need to after that, but
yeah, that's enough.
All right, Charlie. Well, I got a roll. It's that time again already, but if somebody wants to come down to Matagorda and hook up with you, and you still got a few openings, how do they get a hold of you?
Call me on my cell phone, 713-725-2401.
All right, Charlie. Good talking to you, man.
Y'all have a good week.
All right, see you, Charlie. All right, that's Charlie P. down in Matagorda.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.